1420 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Nearly 2 weeks after the military shot it down, investigators are looking over what's left of what the U.S. says was a Chinese spy balloon. Three other unidentified flying objects were shot down over the past week. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more on what the White House is doing and saying.
With the intelligence community now assessing that the three objects were likely benign, the White House defends the president's decision to have them shot out of the sky.
Just for a second, put yourself in his shoes.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the posture sparked by the Chinese spy balloon incident led the Pentagon's top brass to approach the commander-in-chief this way.
Mr. President, we don't know what these are. We're concerned about what they could be and about where they could be going and what the purpose might be. And we recommend that you take these down.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Five fired police officers have pled not guilty in the beating death of Tyree Nichols last month in Memphis.
An attorney for one of the officers charged previewed his defense.
This is a country where black people are incarcerated at five times the rate of white people. A country where black people are 7.5 times more likely to be wrongfully convicted of murder than white people.
The five officers involved in Nichols' death are all out on bond and are due back in court in May. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News.
About 40 miles south of Memphis, sheriff's deputies in northern Mississippi say they've arrested a man who shot and killed six people in four locations. It happened in the small town of Arkabutla, Mississippi. So far, no word on the gunman's motive. Praise today from Michigan lawmakers for the officers who responded to this week's shootings at Michigan State University. Representative Alyssa Slotkin.
These are the police officers who performed PR on the man who took his own life, the man who murdered people. I mean, these are extremely traumatic experiences, and I just wanted to recognize their service, their valor.
Three students were killed, five more wounded. Many residents in Virginia, West Virginia, and Kentucky are trying to stay safe and dry after heavy rain brought massive flooding and mudslides to their areas. WKYT-TV's Samantha Valentino is southeast of Louisville in Marion County, Kentucky.
Officials tell us that they found one vehicle submerged in water. They say they did find one body in that vehicle. There have been no other drownings so far, according to Marion County Rescue and Emergency Management. There are currently no missing people reported here in Marion County. As of now, the county has had four water rescues, mainly people in vehicles attempting to drive through water.
We want to bring the loved ones home, so please do not drive in water.
And that's really the message that we're hearing from officials across the state and counties dealing with this flooding.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 130 points. The Nasdaq lost 69. This is CBS News.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less. But the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now during Staples Sit-a-thon, select chairs are up to 50% off, like the Union and Scale Essentials Mesh Back Task Chair. Now just $89.99 at Staples. You save $90. Plus get 2 2-ounce bottles of Purell hand sanitizer free with the Staples Connect app. So take a seat or two right now at Staples, the working, learning, and saving store. Ends 2/18. In-store only. Purell limit 2 while supplies last.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, February 20th. In Wood County, the Citizens Groundwater Group is meeting at 2 p.m. in the River Block Building, Room 206 in Wisconsin Rapids. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board of Directors will meet at 6:30 p.m. at the fair office in Marshfield. In Portage County, the Board of Adjustment meeting will take place at 4 p.m. The Health and Human Services Board meeting will start at 4:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Stevens Point Common Council meeting will begin at 7 p.m. in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Library Board will meet from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Adams County Library. The City Finance Committee meeting will be from 5 to 6 p.m., and the City Council meeting will run from 6 to 7 p.m. Tonight is the Steve and Annie Chapman concert from 6 to 9 p.m. at Christian Life Fellowship. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 20 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, daytime high is approaching 40. Lows dip down to about 25.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Warning. You're about to explode. Warning. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Dom, lots of celebratory emoting going on around here.
it's a great Friday, Crudy.
Thank you to our most recent fine guest, the CEO of Civic Media, Sage Wild, my partner. Thank you, Sage. And we welcome a new fine guest, and we know you're there, callers. We'll get to you and your Friday grievances, although keep them less than harsh, man. Nobody better harsh my buzz today. I'm feeling celebratory because there were some big announcements made. And none bigger than our next guest. She is Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn, our friend. Maggie, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates. Happy Friday, sister.
Hey, Maggie.
Really great to see you guys, and congratulations on Civic Media's ever-expanding reach. Loved what the callers had to say last segment about really needing to have an alternative voice on the radio waves. Boy, that couldn't be more true, because all they're spouting on Righty Whitey Radio is a bunch of freaking lies. So better
keep
better
it clean, sister. Don't lose this fine radio network for Sage right on the first day. Maggie, you've known me for a long time, and I think the greatest accomplishment, at least from my point of view, is the fact that I kept the secret. I mean, for like 7 months, I've been keeping a secret, Maggie. I can't keep secrets.
Crudy in college was banned from answering the phone because he couldn't keep secrets. It's true.
I guess I'm just being a little self-congratulatory that I didn't blow it for a change. But Maggie,
you could have pat yourself on the back, man. You deserve it.
I could have blown this many times over. Right. The tendency was there so many, many times. Just
yet another reason why you should definitely never become a lawyer.
Well, maybe a radio lawyer, Maggie.
There you go, a radio lawyer.
And I could give out legal advice, you know, sort of backhanded. I often do that now. I like to play a lawyer on the radio occasionally.
No, don't do that, Crudy. That's bad.
Indeed.
Maggie Dawn, I heard you playing a pundit on the radio the other day, and it was some damn fine stuff. I heard you actually talking about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And Maggie Dawn, next Tuesday is a primary. First and foremost, let me make a comment. Some seem confused on this point. You only get to vote for one candidate on the Supreme Court ballot. So when they say, choose either of these two, you still only get to pick one. Now, yes. I would recommend that you choose amongst Everett Mitchell and Protasiewicz. Our earlier guest, I think, a little newsworthy in the fact that Dale Schultz, the twice-elected former majority leader, Republican of the state of Wisconsin, I don't know if you heard, but he endorsed Protasiewicz live on the air. I didn't even really think about that for more than 2 seconds that, oh, yeah, that's kind of newsworthy. That's kind of a big deal when Republicans are out endorsing the so-called liberal candidates. But, Maggie, you gave a pretty damn good explanation why you're completely unimpressed with Jennifer Doerle. Let's talk about her for a minute. Tell
yes,
us
please.
Why you don't think she had any sort of commendable presidings over the Waukesha parade trail.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite, like, hot takes, right, of the minute, as everybody wants to hype up Jennifer Doerle. I just don't get it, okay? So there's basically two things that she gets frequently praised for, and that's her presiding over the Waukesha parade murder trial and the sentencing there, and also as a family woman, right? I don't get either of these things, like, at all. So if you take the Waukesha parade murder trial, at base, hundreds of people watched this guy kill people with indisputable intention. So if there was, like, the easiest murder conviction to preside over as a judge, like, that's probably it, okay? Likewise with six life sentences. Like, that is not a hard from A to B to get. Now, I hear some of you out there going, but Maggie, this guy was a complete nightmare to deal with in the courtroom. Aha. Well, guess what? Nobody ever gets a complete free lunch. So I don't think she needs to get any deserved credit over the outcome of that trial, right? But the couple of wrinkles in the trial, which really would require the best of a judge, I think she failed miserably on. And those two axes are the complicating wrinkles in Mr. Brooks's trial. And the first one that he wanted to proceed pro se, right? And how did she handle that? And then further complicating that, and these issues sort of blend together a bit, is that his behavior was so disruptive that she had him removed from the courtroom and he effectively observed the proceedings virtually. I think she's got a problem on appeal. And the reason that his removal from the courtroom, while it may be appealing to a reasonable person, like just your average everyday Joe, Jane, et cetera, the reason that that's problematic is that under the Fourth Amendment, as well as the Fifth and the Sixth, predominantly the Fourth, we have a right to confront the witnesses against us. And that is interpreted pretty literally. It means to be in the same room with them. This has for decades been very complex when you deal with sexual assaults or child abuse, all of these sorts of things. But that basic fundamental right in the United States has been fairly protected against incursion. And in fact, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have state statutes that address holding certain judicial proceedings virtually and say that's just fine. But they also say it's just fine unless the individual demands to be physically present during the proceeding, and if that happens, you must provide it. Now, once you combine a guy whose behavior is at best to be described as erratic with proceeding pro se without an attorney and then removing him from the courtroom, I look at that quagmire and I say, you have some pretty good appealable issues. So here we go. You either, oh, great, she got a conviction in the face of all this complexity. Well, any judge should have gotten a conviction, and any jury was going to convict that guy, one. So don't give her credit for that. And, oh, by the way, the complicated stuff that she really absolutely needed to get right, I'm not quite sure that she did, and I would say there's pretty good grounds for appeal. I'll just say very briefly, I will always defend women candidates, whatever side of the political spectrum they come from, and that we shouldn't be attributing the behavior of children or what's going on in a family unit to tax female candidates. Jennifer Doerle is different, and it's if it was just about her son, having some problems with the law, I'd say please don't attribute that to her. It's an unfair tax that female candidates pay. But that isn't the situation here. It's very clear from records and reporting that Jennifer Darrow has effectively tried to prevent her son from being held accountable for his criminal activity that has led to the death of another. And for that, we cannot laud her for her family values or her being a mother. So I don't know on what basis Jennifer Darrow gets sold to the Wisconsin voting public, because I just can't see it.
Folks, that's Maggie Dawn. Very candid. I like when you're candid, Maggie. Dan O'Donnell, an inferior righty-whitey talk radio product, noted our morning product around here, Pat Kreitlow, the Up North News, had Protasiewicz on the show very recently. And we've heard Pat excerpt some of that interview, and Protasiewicz was asked about the law schools attended by both of the conservative candidates. Ironically, the very same law school.
The Christian Broadcasting Network School of Law, rebranded as Regent University.
Hey, that's Pat Robertson's finest. Apparently, Protasiewicz found, at least in the way the question was phrased, she found a little humor in their mutual admiration for Pat Robertson's law school and alumni status thereof. Now, Dan O'Donnell called her bigoted against, you know, their shared religion, in that she's a graduate of Marquette University Law School, a Jesuit Catholic school, kind of like you are, if I remember correctly, or maybe I get your undergrad and JD confused, but I know you went to Marquette at some point. Is she being bigoted by making fun of their law school?
I mean, let's just pause and observe for a minute, and then I'll tell you why I'm basically the only one that's credible in the state of Wisconsin to level all sorts of subjective criticisms about the schools that people attended. But ain't this rich, Dan O'Donnell? You conservative snowflakes can't handle it when anybody criticizes the stupidity that underlies all of these evangelical Christian nationalist wingnut beliefs that you espouse. And here we've got two Supreme Court candidates that attended such wingnut right Christian nationalist sort of school for law school, which is just an oxymoron if there ever was one. But let's just take a pause here and just talk about the academic credibility of the schools that these folks attended, all four candidates. We've got two that went to the wacky Pat Robertson wingnut conservative nationalist law school.
Maggie, they do have
go ahead, Mike.
At the Regent University, the attendees and alumni have a 40% bar passage rate.
I mean, is the law school even accredited? I think it might be. But, you know, I've never even seen it on like a top 250 law school list. So you've got that. Then you've got Judge Protasiewicz that attended Marquette University Law School and Judge Mitchell who attended Wisconsin Law School. So I went to Marquette for undergrad and my first graduate degree in mathematical economics. And then I went to Wisconsin for law school. My upbringing, it was from a child of Milwaukee public schools, and I'm a proud Rufus King graduate from 19th and Capitol. So if anybody can start criticizing these things, I'm just going to say it's me. And the only candidates that deserve any criticism for the school that they attended for law school are Jennifer Darrow and Dan Kelly. I just don't think anybody should want that much enmeshment between religious studies and the study of law in this country, because at least on some level, we're trying to be a secular democracy.
Doesn't Bucky have you pray to start your law school classes?
For 15 minutes before every class. If they had their way, Maggie, that's exactly how it would be. Maggie Dawn, stick around. Our friend coming right back.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, our guest, sticking around for another segment. Crew, do you got something to say?
I do. I've got new reporting from Dan Bice, the favored muckraker of the Journal Sentinel. Dan Bice is alleging through his writing and reporting today that former Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly was employed by the Republican Party and the Republican National Committee to the tune of $120,000, and Andrew Hitt, the former Republican Party chair, said in a sworn deposition to the House committee last year on January 6th that he and Kelly had pretty extensive conversations about the fake elector scheme. Kelly was serving as the party's special counsel at the time. So apparently Dan Kelly is all down for the coup d'etat, the procedural coup.
Is the insinuation that Dan Kelly blessed the fraudulent elector scheme? Is that what he's saying?
I had brought him in on Wisconsin to kind of help with. He's from Wisconsin, Hitt said of Kelly in his testimony. I brought him to kind of advise on election law matters, understanding they were breaking election law at the time through right. commission of fraud. Right. A little bit more. Anything more? I'll keep reading. You chit chat with my girl, Maggie Dawn. Maggie, what's your impression to the breaking Bice's column?
Please, somebody find the cut of Dan Kelly's ad that's like, we need a constitutionalist on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and then like cut right to the point where they're like, yeah. So us January 6th violent insurrectionists, we're looking for someone, you know, some patsy here in Wisconsin to help us try to put a little fig leaf of legal legitimacy on our crackpot insurrectionist legal theories that no actual lawyer like worth their salt would ever put their name on, right? I mean, now we know that Tucker Carlson was calling Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, and Sidney Powell like crackpots and completely crazy people. And if Tucker Carlson is calling your legal theories wingnut and crackpot and that you shouldn't be put on the air, yeah, you're probably out there a little bit. So yes, the strict constitutionalist Dan Kelly equals violent insurrection and complete legal fabrications. Yeah, that makes you qualified. Put him back on the Supreme Court.
Well, and I mean, this whole Dominion lawsuit, it's all over the news with Dominion and Fox News. And these quotes, these internal, these communications texts and whatnot back and forth between the hosts of Fox News, talking about Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. She's crazy. He's crazy. This is terrible. I mean, but then they go on. Then they go on in front of the cameras and they don't say those things. You know,
defend the ideas, Dom. It's not even not saying what they believe. It's saying the exact opposite. It is they were engaged in active daily lies to the American public, whom they must think are the stupidest people on the planet, right? Like, if I was a Fox News viewer and believed any of that and read any of the text messages, I would be so angry because there's nothing that they can stand behind to say, like, well, I sort of thought that then, but know better now. No, like there's two pieces of news this week that I think are game changing and aren't getting, frankly, talked about enough. And that one, this is what we're talking about right now, Dominic, the Fox News Dominion lawsuit and the discovery bomb that Dominion has. And that's all of these communications. They need to meet the standard, which is very high, of actual malice to put forward a claim for libel or slander and make it collectible on. And I think they've made a prima facie case, at least enough to go to a jury on because of these text messages. So that's huge news point one. And that is every conservative, every single one of them, to a rule, knew that what was being said was a lie, was insane, that they were engaged in a knowing but uncoordinated conspiracy to lie to the American people. And it resulted in a violent insurrection on January 6th. That's big piece of news one. Big piece of news two is the day after Trump leaves the White House, Jared Kushner creates a private equity fund and the Saudi sovereign wealth fund gives him $2 billion a year to manage, which will pay Jared Kushner $25 million a year, even though the very people the Saudi sovereign wealth fund hired to vet their investments wrote in a document which is now public that Jared Kushner's private equity fund was totally unqualified with no history of any returns and doesn't meet any of the sovereign wealth fund's requirements of an investment manager. And they gave him the $2 billion anyways. I don't know. Hunter Biden's laptop? Sure, let's talk about that.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Maggie Dawn, I know, but this has not been, I mean, maybe there's some new news with this particular release, but we know that Jared Kushner was not qualified to run any sort of fund. We know that he got the $2 billion. I mean, so I can't believe, what are you so mad about, Maggie?
Here's why. We have the literal receipts, as the kiddies like to say now, right? We have the document from the sovereign wealth fund's own internal due diligence team. That's new because I think to cut through some of this baloney, it can't be like, yeah, it's a duck because it's got webbed feet, feathers, and quacks. Like people, they're all Judases, right? It's like they don't believe it even though it's right in front of their eyes. So here are the receipts. Here's the document that says, we have never given money to anyone with your call or anyone with as few qualifications as Jared Kushner. And then 2 weeks later, the vote changes because MBS got involved. And now Jared Kushner is $2 billion that he can basically fritter away and earn $25 million a year. I mean, we've got the receipts. I think the same thing is true in the Fox and Dominion lawsuit. We've got the receipts. You cannot deny that Tucker Carlson, Lawyer Ingram, all of them, Fox executives, including Rupert Murdoch, who's like, hey, could we maybe get sued over this? You guys, is this
Lou Dobbs. They said Lou Dobbs that North Korea was more nuanced than Lou Dobbs. I mean, this is friendly fire from the inside, Maggie.
Maggie Dawn, have a wonderful weekend. Always great to have you come around on the Devil's Advocates. Got to get you back on Dawn of the Resistance. People love that show. They miss that show. They want more of that show. Maggie, we'll catch up real soon.
I'll see you soon,
thanks,
Maggie.
Guys.
The happier happy hour, it rolls on. It's Friday. We party up in here. Your grievances could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
WAUK 540. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Experts discussed the state Supreme Court primary at a virtual roundtable yesterday. The WIS Politics panel talked about spending in the race and what will bring out voters.
Well, I mean, the amount of spending just shows how important this race is. It's supposed to be a nonpartisan race, but this race has the potential to change the outcome of the court.
That's Corey Hess from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Scott Jensen, a former Republican assembly leader, also weighed in on spending.
This is going to be a $30, $40 million race for Wisconsin State Supreme Court.
Chuck Challa, a former Democratic leader in the state Senate, shared a strong opinion on the importance of this race and what will decide it.
There will never be a competitive legislative race where you can choose whether they'll be Democrats or Republicans unless the Supreme Court has changed. But the bottom line is abortion is going to decide this.
I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 20 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 40. Lows dip down to about 25. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Schultz, we had the CEO of Civic Media, my partner, Sage Weil, making really, really big announcements on behalf of the corporation. We've expanded. We've built the Death Star. The network is complete, baby. Within about 60 business days, once the FCC blesses, Civic Media moving into the Eau Claire market, the La Crosse market, one more FM in the Oshkosh market, and the Packers in the Southern Milwaukee Metro. Did I mention we got Gilbert Brown working around here these days?
Yeah, man.
The newest under the helmet with Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger, and our pal Earl Ingram. That plays out tomorrow at 1 o'clock on the Civic Media Network. Our other fine, less political sort kind of guy, Charlie Behrens, the Cripes cast, going off a brand new one at noon tomorrow. And for you Badger fans, and isn't it all of us, the Badgers have a tip-off tomorrow at 11 against Rutgers. They're playing well. They beat Michigan the other day.
Even after all the trash talking.
And Marquette, we are your Marquette station in two different marketplaces. Marquette's playing quite well. They
yes,
won
they
a
are.
Tip in the other night. They're in the top 10, top 15-ish.
Yeah, top 10.
Badgers hope to work into the top 10 of the Big Ten right now. They're trying to work their way back in. Positioning for the tournament. And you can position on the phones at 844-967-2789. We'll get there in a minute. Norman, if you're patient for like two more minutes, dude, you've been a champ. You'll go first. But, Dom, I got to continue this conversation. The Dominion, the Fox News filing that Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, was referencing. A headline here. Scandalous. Sort of the Cliff Notes version of what the Washington Post media critic Eric Wimple is currently reporting. And he found himself astonished by the air quote scandalous information the lawyers representing Dominion Voting Systems have unearthed in their lawsuit against Foxy News. Writing on Twitter, Wimple highlighted internal messages sent to Fox News hosts where they privately bashed the conspiracy theories. They were bashing the stop the steal theories of the former President Donald Trump and his allies, even as they lent credence to those theories on their own shows. Those duplicitous, defaming sons of guns. Here's one, Dom. Sidney Powell is a bit nuts, said Fox News host Laura Ingram of The Lawyer that claimed the dead Venezuelan strongman Hugo Chavez conspired with Dominion to steal the election from Trump. Which part of that statement's a little bit nuts, do you think, Laura? Sidney Powell is lying, wrote Tucker Carlson in his separate message. However, Wimple noted that there was a simple reason that Fox News hosts would not air these views on their own shows. They feared their viewers would simply turn on Newsmax or another right-wing cable news station that would tell them what they wanted to hear. When Fox News reporter Jackie Heinrich fact-checked a Trump tweet with false claims about Dominion voting systems, for example, Carlson told host Sean Hannity, please get her fired because her tweet is measurably hurting the company. And what he meant by that, Dom, was frickin' stock price.
Please get her fired. Seriously, what the F? I'm actually shocked. It needs to stop immediately. Like tonight is measurably hurting the company. The stock price is down. Not a joke.
I think they're in real trouble.
You'd
like to see some of the other right-wing outlets that spun these stop the steal sort of efforts, these fraudulent allegations that they made on the radio? I'm looking at you, Dan O'Donnell. You were the liar-in-chief on this Stop the Steal movement, were you not? Hell, were you not the invited witness by Dom's girl, Janelle Branchon, the Assembly Elections Committee? I remember being in the Capitol, Dom, in the Wisconsin Capitol during a lockdown, during a pandemic, and they were playing the testimony, what I allege would be false, perhaps even defaming testimony of Dan O'Donnell. When's he going to get freaking sued? Just asking for a friend.
Just asking questions.
844-967-2789. The incredibly patient Norman from Orfordville. How you doing, Norm?
Hey, Norman.
Hey. I'm doing great, Curry. I was going to give a compliment to Sage when he was there, but that was a half hour ago.
He's listening. He's in the building. I got him.
Ah, good. Well,
I got him a spotted cow. It's going to take him at least that long to finish it.
Hey, I just put a few fingers of vodka in a glass myself, so I mean, it's going to be a good night.
Yeah, it's Friday, baby.
Yeah. Hey, but I'll turn my compliment into a grievance, okay? When are you going to get a signal to me down here in Orfordville? I'm in a radio desert.
Where's Orfordville exactly? What's nearest? Nearest city?
It's just Orfordville. West of Footville.
Where?
It's just west of Footville.
No, come on, man. Give me a county or a direction. I've heard of it.
It's Rock County.
West of Janesville.
South of Madison.
I would say, and I would give this advice to anyone that listens to my voice right now, I would always start with 540 AM. I'm telling you, Norman, if you listen to the Shaw signal, the 540 AM WAUK signal, that dips all the way into like Janesville, into Rock County. Clear signal, not faking it over there. So go try the 540 and drink some more vodka, grumpy old man. 844. Come on, can't talk trash.
Oh, man.
We just made the Death Star. And he's like,
yeah, I know, man.
You know, there's
people
a hole
more.
In the Death Star.
They get a little bit. They want some more, man.
There's a hole in the Death Star, our weak spot, apparently, Orfordville.
There's a hole in the blanket, man. We gotta patch the blanket.
I didn't even know there was an Orfordville. No, I did, but I didn't know exactly where it was. I'm learning. I've learned so much about geography of the great state of Wisconsin this summer. Driving around, listening to radio signals, all the local, whatever. Never tuned in Orfordville. I'll admit it. It's hard to find a station there worth listening to. Get the Civic Media app, man. What do you want from me? The original Claire. How you doing, Claire?
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Devils.
How you doing, Claire?
I'm good. Congratulations, Crudy.
Well, congrats to us all. We're all growing, aren't we?
Yeah.
Thank you, Claire.
This is exciting.
The community is growing.
Very, very
our
cool.
Friends. Like, it's a bigger party now. You know when you throw a good party? Aren't you always just a little more excited when you show up at a party and you're like, man, this one's a rager. All my friends are here.
Oh.
Well, Claire, now we're making all kinds of new friends.
You're going to have a big bash somewhere.
I'm having one in the studio right now, Claire. I wish you were here. No, we're going to continue. I mean, you know how Dom and I do it. We're going to party. Girl, you know we're going to party. Well, you know, the weather's got to turn warmer, then we'll party. Sometime after the spring primary, because all our focus mostly is on building the network and winning the Wisconsin Supreme Court in the soul of the state of Wisconsin. That's where all our efforts are right now, Claire.
And I did vote today.
Oh,
I absentee
excellent.
Voted today.
Do you care
and
to...
I did not vote for Dan Kelly.
Oh, that's such a shame.
Thankfully, Claire,
I'm sorry
to hearing those messages.
You.
But you know, he's the true constitutional conservative, Claire.
He's the one that helped arrange the false Trump electors, according to the Dan Bice reporting.
Yes, some
and
breaking
the
news.
Testimony of Andrew
yeah,
Hitt to the
that?
January 6th committee. That's just the sort of guy you want in the Supreme Court, the guy that would rationalize away the Constitution.
Maybe I could redo my vote.
That should have been your guy, Claire. 844. Have a wonderful weekend, Claire. Thanks for joining us. Want to get to lots of nice people at 844-967-2789. Better not be some more Rock County trash talking, Rico. How you doing, man?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing all right. Hey, dude, over in Orfordville, you just got to get the Civic Media app, man. And sometimes you can get that beast.
What about
eat,
the? What about
maybe
the?
Not all the time.
Well, then you need a. I would sell my house and move closer to the signal.
I put a 40-foot antenna up. Remember?
Oh yeah, you're that guy, Rico.
Put a bigger antenna up. Dude.
Problem solved.
Hey.
Right?
Or more cavities and more fillings in your teeth. Either way, you'll get better reception. But Rico, you probably have a grievance this Friday, man. What? Lay it on us, fella.
Well, I don't really have a grievance. That's why kind of a compliment. I mean, I wanted to commend Maggie on bringing up this handling of the Daryl Brooks parade case. I think old Miss Doro, Jennifer Doro. You know, decided, oh, she was going to hang her hat on this thing, you know, and you got to wonder, you know, if it wasn't for that, would she really even be in this
no.
race?
No, that's her only claim to fame. almost exclusively Rico.
Well, that and her and her husband opening up a gun range bar slash wedding venue.
But Rico, you know the only reason she is in the race is because she was encouraged to join the race because Dan Kelly is so unappealing even to his own party. People recognize Dan Kelly's a big loser. Outside the apparent insurrection work he did for the Republicans and the RNC, I mean, the guy got beat by 163,000 votes 2 years ago. Is he going to do better this time? I don't think so.
I don't think so, no. But, you know, this whole thing with the handling of the Daryl Brooks case, am I on or off the air here?
You're on.
This whole handling of it? Okay, this whole handling of this now just, you know, I'm glad Maggie brought it up. I think I brought it up a month ago and got Maggie started on kind of the question with the change of venue, and I'm glad she took it right to where she did because that's where I was hoping that conversation went.
Rico, Maggie Dawn takes all her legal advice on venue from you in Rock County.
Yeah.
Should have moved it down there. Buddy, we got lots of people jammed up. Want to keep moving on the phones. Appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789. Gene from North Carolina, Tar Heel Country. Welcome, Gene. What do you got for us?
Hi, Gene.
Hi. Congratulations, you guys.
Well,
I was
thank
turned
you.
On to you guys about 3 months ago. I grew up in Wisconsin. And I am just loving your station so much. You guys are intelligent. You're funny as hell. And we needed a progressive radio station in the worst way.
What part of North Carolina do you live in? Where are you at in Carolina?
I live in the southwestern part of the state. So we border on Georgia and then Tennessee as well.
Okay, so like down by Asheville or farther south than that?
Yeah. Asheville, yeah.
You know, there used to be a progressive radio station.
Right near Marjorie Taylor Greene's district,
oh,
unfortunately.
No. Well, you're also in Mark Meadows' district and Madison Cawthorn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Jeannie,
my God. Yeah.
Gene, you picked a bad district.
Didn't make it. I know I did. I mean, I know. I didn't even want to come here because it's so chumpy, but here I am.
Gene, you keep listening. We'll try to keep you sane and honest, but I got to tell you picked a hell of a terrible district. when your legacy is Mark Meadows and Madison Cawthorn, beautiful part of the state of North Carolina.
That just goes to show you that they need some love and attention, man. They need a hug. They need the civic media warm blanket, man.
They
weren't always that way. You just got to bring them along.
I prefer Death Star. You know, I've actually, you met my DNA daddy, Chuck.
Yeah.
He's living across the border in Tennessee. He's in, I forget what they call it, Whitesburg. The unfortunately named Whitesburg.
Sounds about right, yeah.
Tennessee, it does seem about right. I think he's probably proud of me, though, in that I've unwrapped the devil wagon. I drove it down to Tennessee. He wouldn't even get in the car with me and my kids going to town. Like, oh, man, we got a church on every corner here. But I further disappointed him. And I told him, you know, the good news is I don't give a damn if you're disappointed. You're not my real daddy. Well, maybe he is, but you know what I mean. He didn't raise me or anything, so I don't care if he's disappointed. But my newest outrage for DNA Daddy Chuck.
What's that?
I killed the devil radio, and I put up my new Facebook, you know, top of the page. Jesus hates the Cubs. Go Brewers. And as a Cardinals fan, I thought he would appreciate.
Light the lamp. All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
Mrs. Curdy said, great show today. I've stayed awake through the entirety of it.
Great. Excellent compliment. Appreciate it. Lee from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Lee. What do you got for us?
Hey, Lee.
I want to comment on this, the right-wing thing about we don't want abortion, but they don't want to prevent guns only because they need more kids to shoot at in the elementary schools, in the high schools.
Terrible.
Come on, man. That's a harsh assessment, Lee.
We need more targets. You can't have abortions. We need more targets.
Ugh. Damn, that's brutal, Lee. That's brutal, man.
That is quite a grievance. 844-967-2789. Lots of you with your Friday grievances, like Mary from Tulsa. Welcome, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Crude and Dom. No grievance here. Rather, kudos for you and Civic Radio. And it's based on a quote that I heard recently that brought you to mind. And the quote is by Vladimir Putin. And he said, once he had the media, he had the people. And so I think we all know that, you know, the phenomenal growth that Devil's Radio and Civic Media have had recently, you know, are moving ahead with this. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
Thank you,
well, thank
Mary.
You, Mary.
The Death Star, or fuzzy warm blanket, depending on your perspective, is nearly complete. It will be complete this quarter.
Credibility matters. A lot of the conversation we've talked about today, you know, the Fox News Dominion thing. You have journalists up there, and we talked about some of the right-wing talk radio hosts here in the state of Wisconsin, saying one thing in private and then saying an entirely different thing in public. For what? For ratings. For money. I get it, you know, would they really lose that much? I mean, is Mike Lindell not going to sell his pillows on Fox News if they just didn't go along to the nth degree with this fraud?
I'm telling you, Dom, in Milwaukee, which is the best right-wing talk radio marketplace, AM talk radio marketplace in the nation, between the hard right and the center right stations, they pull a 20 share. That's enormous. Trust me, I'm a radio geek. That's enormous. But the ratings of right-wing talk radio, the hard right station, the it was rigged, they stole it from us, the Trump supportive Stop the Steal, you know, the place that hosts Dan O'Donnell, their ratings nearly doubled in the month of January. The difference being, nobody wanted to hear that Joe Biden was the duly elected president of the United States. But when the January 6th kicked off, when they blew it all up, when they went full insurrectionist, full coup, since that time, right-wing talk radio has doubled their ratings, Dom. Doubled.
Wow. Wow.
So when you talk about doubling your ratings, you've probably more than doubled your advertising revenues because it starts to be a really big number. So this is misleading the audience for fun and profit. And if you, you know, go lone wolf and shoot something up, well, you know, damn it, that's the price of profit. But I don't believe that they believe, maybe Vicky, but Dan O'Donnell's an attorney in his own regard. Dan O'Donnell knows when he's lying, but he does it anyways. 844-967-2789. Chrissy from Madison, welcome.
Hey, Dom and Groot.
Hey, Chrissy.
Hi. So, how do you, what do you think of what happened this week with our overhead guests?
With our what?
Our UFOs. Our UFOs.
Well, my understanding...
the balloons?
The one that was shot down over Lake Huron, and all credit to Todd Alba, he had the Brigadier General, the head of the Wisconsin Air National Guard, is an exclusive in-studio guest in the Solidarity Realty Studios earlier today, and didn't really, you know, break any big news, but my understanding the UFO was a ham radio club of the UP, and the balloon was not quite large. So when they used a $400,000 missile to shoot down like a hefty bag full of helium, and then they missed used another one.
So let's talk about this.
It seems a little troubling, Chrissy, but yes, let's talk.
I agree. Let's talk about this. So I see this week as being a way of both parties coming together. I don't know if you've seen that people, Senator Warren and Rubio, they all signed a bunch of a form to get a new UFO task force out there. And of course, you know what else I'm going to tell you, Crudy. I told you I wanted to be interviewed, but I have seen a UFO 45 feet over my head here in Madison, and it was a craft. Unless you've already shut me off, I don't know.
No, you're still here, Chrissy. What was? Hey, I've seen UFOs when I was in college, so I'm with you. What was the shape?
Good. All right. It was an almond shape, and it was 20 feet over my three-story apartment building, and it was about 60 feet wide by 30 feet wide. It was black. It was moving in the shape of the ship, meaning I did not see an edge. I saw the propulsion on this thing, and it had five rectangle lights on it that I saw, and it went right over my head, 22 miles an hour, 5 seconds. And it was pure silence. I swear, I live near Bridge Road and the Beltline. And for those 5 seconds, it went completely silent. It hit my heart. It was so silent. I have tinnitus. It took away the tinnitus. And this thing just was so amazing to see. I wasn't scared or anything. It just was amazing. And
that's crazy.
It is. And you know what? There's UFO Twitter out there. People are seeing things left and right. I haven't met anyone that has seen one 45 feet over my head yet, but I hope to meet some. I'm going to go to Roswell next month.
I mean, Chrissy, the Pentagon is releasing video of things that they don't know what it is and you know, weird shapes and movements. So, I mean, it's out there, and hopefully we'll get some clarity as time moves on. Thanks for the call, Chrissy.
The truth, it's out there, Tom. What do you think the truth is?
What's the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not alone, Crudy. We got Annie from Watertown. Hey, Annie, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Annie, how you doing, sister?
Oh, como esta? I thought that was sort of a good idea to, think of the Mayo or whatever. But maybe I should say, Patu Barato Nico, if you remember.
Are you auditioning for our new humorous Latino show? Because that's not the sort of aliens that Dom was referencing.
Or that, Patu Barato Nico, what's the movie that's from? Where the spaceship comes down? Michael Rennie? I don't know.
I don't know either. It's Friday. We're going to call her quits.
We're going to call it.
Thank you all for listening. Our fine guests today included Maggie Dawn, Sagewild CEO of Civic Media, and of course, former State Senator Dale Schultz. Thank you all. Thank you all for listening to our show. Don't forget, Pizza Box Mike, a sad edition this evening at 7 o'clock, and Native Roots Radio Badgers at 11, Charlie Barron's at noon, and under...
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 9.